May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock, our strength, and our redeemer. Alleluia, the Lord is risen. Very good. That is our Easter acclamation, our shout of Easter joy. We know from years of repetition, or perhaps simply from instruction, that this is the proper response when someone says, "The Lord is risen." In John's gospel today, nobody knew that. Not really. Not yet. They didn't know that Jesus was risen. Well, most of them didn't know. Or they didn't really know that they knew. Mary had tried to tell them, but this probably came under the heading of, if something sounds too good to be true, then it probably isn't. Nobody had expected or experienced anything remotely like this before. And in our short, action-packed gospel lesson of today, there is a lot going on. It makes the most sense, seen in context with the readings that we had last week, where Mary went alone to the tomb, found the stone rolled back and the grave empty. What was she supposed to think? The only thing that made logical or rational sense was that somebody had come and raided the tomb and took the body of Jesus away. Maybe, just maybe, she remembered the teachings and preaching that Jesus had done, trying to prepare the disciples for what was going to happen. But trauma and grief have a way of drowning out those messages. And there she was, bereft. Until she encounters the man that she thinks is the gardener, and until she hears him say her name. Then she knows. Then she rejoices. Then she goes off and to tell the others, "I have seen the Lord." And in that moment, she is the first missionary, the first evangelist, the first embodiment of the Paschal mystery on earth. The two disciples that she encountered run to see. They need to see. They need verification. They want to know for themselves. They are no different from Thomas in this regard. They were just the first, or the next, after Mary. In each case, faith comes from sight, from experience, though what was seen differs from one person to another. Mary saw the stone rolled away, and then she saw the risen Christ. The beloved disciple saw the grave wrappings off to one side and seems to believe Mary's report. Peter goes right in. He sees the same thing and yet remains skeptical. They tell no one. They go back to that upper room, more confused than ever, still traumatized by the crucifixion, in fear of their very lives, fearing that they could be next and very soon. They are a gathered group in that room, but they are not yet any kind of community at this point. The one thing that they share in common is confusion and fear. And then it happens. Jesus shows up. Jesus shows up in the locked room saying, "Peace be with you." Scripture does not record, nor does tradition relate, what the disciples' immediate response to this declaration was. But just for a moment, try to put yourself in their place. If I were in that room, frightened, grief-stricken, shattered, and Jesus showed up very much alive, I believe my logical, rational response would be something along the lines of, "Ah!" But Scripture doesn't say that. It is silent in that respect, and even if I wouldn't have been, it is not recorded. I can, in the back of my mind, hear Mary saying, "See, I told you. See, I told you so." Jesus takes that moment to repeat himself, knowing that one measure of peace isn't enough right now. So he gives them more. He gives them another greeting of peace, and he gives them a mission, and he gives them the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. And he shows them the marks in his living flesh, shows them that he is no ghost, but alive and very present. He gives them a mission to spread the good news, to declare, or refuse to declare, forgiveness of sin, and to engage in the same mission of turning the status quo on its head that has been his own ministry from the beginning. He empowers them. He breathes his spirit into them, and he gives them what they need to become that beloved community. It is the start of the church. In John's gospel, he doesn't wait for Pentecost. But then there is Thomas. Or there isn't Thomas. He wasn't there. He also needs to be convinced. He needs to know that it is true. And he is like all the others. He gets singled out simply because he was late to dinner. And so a week goes by, and they are gathered together. Again, the doors are locked. And again, Jesus appears in their midst. And again, he greets them, "Peace be with you." And as he did with the others, he shows Thomas the marks of his passion and death. He invites Thomas to touch, to take what he needs to understand. He doesn't berate him. He just shows him. Scripture does record Thomas's response, and Thomas gets it right. "My Lord and my God." Thomas recognizes the risen Christ and declares him God. No one has said that up till now. Peter came close, but Jesus says, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." It's a benediction for the absent. Thomas stands in for all the people who read or heard the testimony of John's gospel. All of them who have read or heard this from the first readers and hearers who are wrestling with discrimination and doubts and fears of their own, all the way down to us. The purpose of writing all this down, John says, is so that others may come to believe through the witness and testimony of those who had seen Jesus. So we take up that commission. We engage in that mission to wage peace while not settling for the way things are, to speak up to the agents of power and authority, and to take care of the most vulnerable, to take the good news to every corner of the earth and, empowered by the Spirit, even to the corners of St. Louis or whatever neighborhood is yours. A little doubt is okay. Just don't let it stop you. We too can and do see Jesus. We can see him in our neighbors. We can see him in all our neighbors, the ones that we agree with and the ones that we do not. We see Jesus in the people that we seek to serve. We see Jesus in the continuing mission of the church, empowered by the Spirit of the resurrected Christ. Peace be with you. Amen.